Turnover ourselves, but I thought our guys were trying to do too much off the bounce. But once we had good ball move, ball reversal, we had good shots and good productivity off our bench again, Chuck. That bench, boy, I tell you what, I call them a Doberman group. They get at it, man. They get at it pretty good.
Wednesdays with Wally is presented by Deltec Timber Corporation, a publicly owned natural resources company headquartered right here in Arkansas. Learn more at chenal.com.
Welcome into the zone, everybody, on a Thanksgiving Eve. It's the middle of the week, but technically the end of the week for most of us. Appreciate you for joining us. Pat Bradley here on the road, live from Z Wireless, Verizon, premium wireless retailer, 2501 Dave Ward Drive. Come on out here and hang out. We have fantastic deals, and they begin right now. Forget about Black Friday. This is Deal Saving Money Wednesday. Wally Hall is back in the studio with Matt Travis. What's up, fellas?
Hogball is back.
Hogball is back, buddy. Feeling good?
I was impressed.
Yeah, it was good. It was good to see. It was a lot of positives. And I can't think of the last time the Hogs were in complete control like that on the road. It just seemed like every facet of the game they were better at. Every part of it. Defensively. Shot the ball well. Rebounded well. Wally, how many times has that happened, right? I mean, there's always been something that we looked at and said, they're lucky because they snuck out of there with a win. But really, they just, I mean, from tip to the final buzzer, it was fantastic.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you on one thing. My only concern was their shooting.
Because you thought so.
If you take Bobby Portis out, no, none of the starters shot 500%.
I'm looking at 6 out of 15 from the three, and I'll give you this. No question. Landis Harris did not have a good game, and he's a starter. Although, you could substitute in what Ja'Cory Williams did. I thought he played well, shot the ball well, but he shot his shots. I guess I look at it as any time those guys shot what I would consider a good shot for them, you know, Landis still is not a consistent perimeter shooter, and yet that's what he's committed to doing. So that was pretty disappointing. So I don't know. Maybe I guess we can agree to disagree on that.
Well, I think what we really saw, though, Pat, was intensity. And
yes.
it was you don't ever have 40 full minutes. It's called 40 minutes of hell, but it's really about 36. Mm-hmm. You get 18 minutes each half. And they disrupted for 18 minutes in the first half. They disrupted for 18 minutes. They had 10 steals, forced 19 turnovers. That's hog ball.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to shoot the ball great when you're getting turnovers. That's takeaways. You're taking points away from the other team.
They were able to take advantage of those, as you say, takeaways and those turnovers. Turned them into, it was 18 points off of turnovers. What was some of the questions I got over Twitter last night, and I'm sure you got to answer a lot of these, is Portis and Moses Kingsley playing together? And so I'm going to ask you and what some of the how you would answer that question, because it's something that's going to continue to come up. We had it last year, we had it this year, and I have some thoughts on it, but I want to hear yours.
Well,
on that.
I heard your comment last week, and it was a very light, mild criticism, but it was very accurate. Bobby Portis needs to learn to play inside out more. Kingsley, on the other hand, likes to be inside. He's almost more of a power forward center type than Portis. Portis is playing more like a 3-4 combo guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see times when they're both going to be in there. I think they've played, they're 4-0, and Kingsley's had a block shot in every game.
Yeah, he's pretty active.
Yeah.
There's no question. He is improved so much offensively. And I don't want to get too far ahead. There's one thing that I'm trying to pump my brakes a little bit, because we can be prisoners of the moment all the time. And I'm excited about this team, and everyone's excited about this team. And we should be, because we knew this day was coming where they would turn that corner. I just want to pump my brakes a little, and I'm hesitant to be committed to saying that Kingsley's offensive game is there now, because You just don't know. One thing we do know, like you said, is he's going to bring it on the defensive end every single time. There's no question about that. And the question will be, unless he can put together a string of games offensively, I would love to see them play together. Would you not agree, though, having a guy like Kingsley coming off the bench in that role that he plays with that second unit, it's going to be I mean, he just brings so much energy and consistency on the defensive end to where you know what you're going to get when he comes in, that first wave of substitutions. I love that. I know most guys look at it and they think starting a game is the most important thing. When in reality, if you finish games for a team, that's the most important thing in my mind. So I like seeing him come off the bench at this stage of the game. And then towards the end, you put your best five in. Fortunately, Bobby Portis fouled out. So I can see them playing together. I like him coming off the bench, though, just to see what he gives that second unit.
I agree with that. And Nolan always said it's about PT, not who starts. And by that, mm-hmm. he meant he had that eye, and Mike has that eye, for who's got the hot hand. And if Pat Bradley was having a night where he wasn't hitting, somebody was coming in for you until you found your shot.
No question. But and there were nights I didn't find it, though, Wally.
There were a couple, not many. You were usually on. But one thing I always noticed about you, Pat, is if you missed a couple of threes, the next thing we knew, you were hitting a layup, then you were hitting a 10-footer, and then you're back comfort. You got your confidence back. And I'd like to see these guys, everybody, start inside out just a little bit more and get that confidence up before they start bombing three-pointers.
Oh, there's no question. And you saw patience at some time. There was a run, you know, when SMU had that run, I want to say it was maybe about 11 minutes in the second half, 10 minutes second, and 9 minutes around that time. And it was because it was a jump shot three by Arkansas. SMU comes down and scores. Jump shot three by Arkansas. SMU comes down and scores. A long jump shot. And then once they said settle down, they got the ball to Portis 2-3 times on the block. He scored one, got to the free throw line, scored another one. It was like that was it. And it was about patience. And you're right, it was about inside out. It's about setting your feet. Everybody's a much better shooter when they have their feet set. As a matter of fact, there isn't a guy on that team now that can flat out hit shots, leaning to the right, leaning to the left, fade away. They don't have a shooter like that. They got one on the bench with Hannes. Most of those guys, all the guys right now on the team, got to have your feet set, step into it, be on balance. Only way you do that, if you're not coming off the screen, is what, that inside-out play. So you're right about that. It's got to be inside-out. I just hope that they can be patient enough, Wally. That's my deal. You know, now when you get a little success and you have a couple good games, start reading those press clippings, then you start thinking you do a little bit more than you can. Try to do a little bit too much.
We saw a little of that last night. I got a comment. I do think it was a very significant win going on the road. Moody Coliseum was hostile last night. It was loud, and it never got to these kids. And that's a very positive thing. But that technical 4 minutes into the game,
man,
bothered me.
Yeah,
it bothered me. And you have not just won the national championship. You have just hit a basket with 16 minutes to go in the first half. Act like you've been there before.
Hey, Wally, you know what I say about calls all the time? And I say it in my head, and I probably should stay in my head, but, you know, his head is a lot of times in the clouds, right? I mean, he's at cloud nine quite a bit. Fortunately for him, his feet are up there with him because the kid is such an athlete that you could sometimes – I don't want it to be a situation where his selfishness and the need to, whether it was celebrate or chest bump the other team, is going to turn out to be a detriment to the team. He's lucky that happened with 4 minutes gone in the first half as opposed to 4 minutes to go in the game, because now you look at it, it comes down to free throws, right? You give SMU another chance. It's I look at those as selfish plays, Wally, selfish plays, because it's such a self-serving deal. When you can't control yourself because you got to lash out, whatever it is. That's the way I look at it.
And I agree with you, Pat. It's selfish to do that. And he did it in that last game when Bobby Portis got a steal. Bobby Portis drove the floor. Bobby Portis made the perfect pass to him. He dunks it, and then he turns and throws a kiss to the crowd. How about throwing one to Bobby Portis?
Yeah,
But my biggest concern for Qualls, and I don't know him personally, I watch him play, and I think if he would just listen to Mike and the staff, he could make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Maybe not in the NBA, but Europe pays pretty good too. This is a kid, if he would listen more and not just react on emotion, learn the game, he could make $1 million the next 5 years somewhere.
There is no question about it, Wally. Well said. 501-433-1037 is the number if you want to get in. We are here at Z Wireless, Verizon Premier Wireless Retailer in Conway, 2501 Dave Ward Drive. Wally, before we get to some stats from the game and other thoughts, and of course last night, College Football Top 25 playoff rankings came out. Haven't talked to you, Wally, at all about the Ole Miss game and, of course, Mizzou game coming up and Thanksgiving traditions. My God, Thanksgiving Eve is, I grew up as Thanksgiving Eve being the biggest party night, bigger than New Year's Eve of the entire year. I'm going to bring in Eric Johnson, who is running the show for the Verizon, this region. Let me put you on, buddy. You on? Good to see you.
Yeah.
How you been?
It's good. Good.
Thanks for having us out here today.
Thank you.
I just got.
Look at you go.
iPhone 6. I just.